serious stuff here because we know now. Well, it's been confirmed. I talked about it on the program here 2 months ago. When Brian Sicknick, the officer who died the day after the Capitol mobs on January the 6th, his mother came out, said he died of a stroke because the narrative was he had been, you know, killed with a fire extinguisher or something. He was beaten and he collapsed and all this other nonsense. And all the major news outlets, man, they fed that narrative, and that's the false narrative that fed the idea that they had to impeach Donald Trump. They built an impeachment on a non-investigated death that they blamed on the president, said he was beaten to death by rioting Trump supporters and MAGA people and all of this nonsense. It's all a lie, by the way. Confirmed now, Officer Brian Sicknick died of two strokes that he suffered. And, of course, they've known this for months because the autopsy would have been performed right after his death. So it's been known for probably 3 months now, or very close. And yet it was held back. The Today Show and New York Times were among those spreading unsubstantiated rumors about how Sicknick died. They told viewers for months he had been killed by those attacking the Capitol. All turned out to be false, but I want you to remind you of what they said. Bite number four, we'll start there. Go.
Also this morning, a staggering number of people are facing federal charges in connection with the January 6th riot here on Capitol Hill. The Justice Department has charged more than 300 people from 40 states for their role in the violent insurrection. At least 280 people have been arrested. It comes as the New York Times is reporting that the FBI has now zeroed in on an unnamed assailant in the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after he fought with protesters. According to the Times, the FBI suspects Sicknick may have died because of a bad reaction to being hit with bear spray or mace. The Capitol Police released a statement on Friday saying that they are now awaiting toxicology results and that their investigation is ongoing.
Yeah. Zeroing in on a suspect for a crime that was never committed. You know, and I could go through a whole host of these from the major news outlets, ABC, NBC, CBS, BBC, doesn't matter. And sadly, they sound just like tabloid TV. They sound just like Inside Edition, spewing the same lies about Officer Sicknick, spewing the same lies about the Capitol on January the 6th, spewing the same lies about Donald Trump. Well, let me show you. Bite number six is from Inside Edition. Here's what part of their coverage sounded like. Go.
And it was a send-off for a hero as Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who was killed during the insurrection, was honored at the very building he died defending.
A hero send-off for the officer slain during the siege of the Capitol. An urn carrying Officer Brian Sicknick's ashes and an American flag were carried down the Capitol steps and placed in a hearse, his comrades forming a guard of honor and giving a final salute.
Yeah, slain, murdered, all of that crap. Now listen, Brian Sicknick was a police officer, and yes, he was there defending the Capitol, and yes, he did his job, and I have nothing but respect for that. But I have no respect for the Republicans and the Democrats that happily joined together in perpetuating a lie in pursuit of impeaching President Trump. That's all it was about. No due process. Nothing more than a drive-through impeachment. And the Republicans, like Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Fred Upton, among those following the false story all the way to the House floor, Peter Meyer. Man, we had a lot of hope for this guy. Peter Meyer replaced Justin Amash to represent Michigan's 3rd Congressional District. What a disappointment. His very first vote as a member of Congress, his very first vote as a member of Congress was to impeach President Donald Trump based on a false story because nobody bothered to find the truth. Everybody wanted to jump to conclusions. The whole thing rooted in the alleged murder of Officer Brian Sicknick, a lie that has been hiding for months. Here's what Congressman Peter Meyer had to say. Roll it.
I think we have to be honest. I've seen a lot of folks on the right say, well, you know, a couple of windows were broken, you know, where politicians work. Well, what about, I don't care about what about. right? I don't care about what about. Not only are five people dead, including a Capitol Police officer who was bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher, not only were members of Congress and the Senate forced to flee from the chambers under armed guard, right? I mean, I was as strong a denunciator and just condemned what happened over the summer and the riots in the strongest possible terms. This is not a time to say, well, what about this, or try to make equivalencies.
I could not agree more, Congressman. It's a time for you to stand up and say, I was wrong. Admit you were wrong. There was not a Capitol Police officer bludgeoned to death by people at the Capitol on January 6th. That was garbage. You bought into the narrative. It wasn't true. You bought the whole narrative. Hook, line, and sinker. You joined your friends on the left. You were wrong, Mr. Meyer, and you owe your constituents an apology. You said it's time to be honest, so be honest. Maybe the next time you want to jump to a conclusion that is divisive and dangerous, you might remember how grotesquely wrong you were about the very first vote you ever made in Congress. And if you ever had the courage to come on this program, which we've asked numerous times, and somehow you're just never available, you were before your election, but then somehow after making a controversial vote, you just can't find the time. Well, shame on you, Peter Meyer. Shame on you. The only person killed at the Capitol on January the 6th was Ashley Babbitt. She was shot and killed by a Capitol Police officer who, by the way, I believe should be left alone. They were breaching the doors. They were climbing over barricades. They were breaking windows. She got shot. Those things happen. The police officer should be left alone. And you, Mr. Meyer, owe everyone an apology, along with your cohorts who voted the same way. End of story. Period. Paragraph.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can.